Okay, hey, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
This is somewhat on my interest here in software, but what about does the insurance company or Allstate view insurance rate for driverless vehicles?
Now Allstate is preparing for those because I've had a meeting a few months ago and they talked about it. They don't think it's going to become an item yet for another 3 to 5 more years. So I don't. They're probably kind of planning for it, but I don't think it's quite at the top of their list of what they're doing.
Yeah. No, the reason, a couple of reasons. One, I've been doing software for a long period of time. The software technology that they're using is based on Linux. And Linux is written in C and C++, which is one, notoriously buggy. Two, malware vulnerable. Okay, and three is probably even a personal one to me. Before I came to Sandia in 1980, I was one of the three authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy. Okay, and Boeing hardware engineers at that time had a standards document out saying that if you have software, no module could exceed one page of code. And the reason they did that is that if something went wrong, you can get into it and say, well, where is it? Oh, look, it's on that page caused the difficulty, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Well, wow. What happened then in about 1991, computer programmers got into the business. And that's when they put on Linux. And there's another reason, too, is if something went wrong, okay, and they're all less than one page, you could hire somebody that's, you know, reasonable and things like that. They can go in and find out what was wrong with that page and fix the problem. Now, if you get these big, huge, long modules of thousands of lines long, well, maybe the guy that wrote it or the lady that wrote it could fix it, and maybe not. But as Windows has been demonstrating, it gets worse, right? They get more and more problems, and they try to fix it, and they introduce more things. And this is why I'm particularly interested in it. And also another reason is that this technology is going now into wind farms and wind turbines. Okay.
Oh, no.
I know. There could be some real trouble here. But no. Go ahead.
Well, so on those self-driving cars, are people going to be able to hack into them and control them?
Oh yeah, this is already happening.
I can't even believe that they'll allow that. Then, so maybe the technology is further out than we think.
No. It may be dead. Okay, because I think people in the federal government are getting, you know. What are you guys doing? In other words, there may be federal laws that say, hey, you can't do that. And so that's why I'm kind of wondering, too, probably Allstate is right, is it's not a problem now, and maybe, depending on what the government is saying, it will go away completely.
Yeah. Well, like right now, you know, the big thing is these electric cars.
Yeah.
It's extremely expensive to insure them. Because there's very few companies that can work on them, and then the companies that can work on them are charging double what your regular rate would be on a gas engine vehicle.
This is a bonus of our conversation. Yeah, keep talking. Yeah. Keep talking about it.
It's extremely expensive to insure them like a regular gas engine car. Because there's body shops and there's mechanics and all the stuff that can work on them, but there's not many of the electric mechanics out there. So by now it's not the infrastructure and the workers are not out there for it yet.
Uh-huh.
So it's funny. I get a lot of calls, hey, I'm considering a, uh, Tesla, you know, what's the price? And I tell them the price, and, you know, some people buy it anyway, and some people are like, huh, it's the same cost as I'm paying in gas. Why would I want to spend more on insurance and pay more for the vehicle and not break even? Or at least, you know, have a little extra money in my pocket, because, you know, you have to put a 220 inside your house, and, you know, what is that, a 50-amp charger in there?
Uh-huh.
But most houses only have 100 amps in there.
Yeah.
So if you take half the amps of the house, you know, then you got to pay for the upgrade of amperage in your house. You have to, you know, you have to figure out the new grounding. You have to put in the 50, the 220 in there for the plug. I mean, it's a lot more than people realize after they buy the vehicle, what goes with it.
Yeah. Well, I think you've answered my question and added a lot. So, it's nice to talk to you. It's been a couple of years.
As always, yes. I know, don't be a stranger. If you're ever around here and on the 4th Street, come in. I'd like to introduce you to my team.
Yeah, okay. I was in there today and dropped off a check for you guys.
Oh, you should have said something.
But
so, where's Alan?
Threw it in the slot.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks, and I won't take any more of
your
time.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.